The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1967, the first of several dark days for the American space program.
We interrupt this program for a special CBS Radio Net Alert News Report.
Tragedy at Cape Kennedy, where three American astronauts died tonight, trapped in their burning spacecraft that was engulfed by a flash fire during a test atop the 200-foot rocket at Cape Kennedy.
During a routine ground test that was never even planned to leave the ground, fire broke out aboard the Apollo 1 capsule, killing all three astronauts, Gus Grissom, Ed White, and rookie astronaut Roger Chaffee. Months of investigation revealed that an exposed wire had sparked a fire in Apollo 1's tightly contained pure oxygen atmosphere, giving the resulting fire plenty of fuel and suffocating the astronauts by cutting off their air supply. A complete redesign of the Apollo command module was ordered by NASA, and further flights in the Apollo program would have to wait over a year.
We got more details from Al Chopp, Deputy Public Affairs Officer at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
Astronauts Virgil I. Grissom, Edward White, and Roger Chaffee were killed tonight in a flash fire during tests of the Apollo Saturn 204 vehicle at Cape Kennedy Air Force Base. The fire occurred while the astronauts were in the spacecraft during the countdown of the simulated flight test. The accident occurred at 6:31 Eastern Standard Time. Hatches on the spacecraft were closed. Emergency crews were hampered by dense smoke in removing the hatches. An unknown number of launch crew workers were treated for smoke inhalation at the Cape Kennedy dispensary. All data has been impounded pending an investigation.
As you heard, the grim accident occurred at 6:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while the three men were busy in a full-scale simulation of the shot that was to have gone on February 21st, the launch of a flight scheduled for up to 14 days in orbit.
On the same day in 1967, the major space powers signed a treaty to ensure that space would only be used for peaceful purposes. Author Lewis Carroll was born on this day in 1832, and it was all downhill and into the rabbit hole from there. Actor James Cromwell was born in 1940. And born in 1966, actress Tamlin Tomita, who played the original first officer of Babylon 5.
Lieutenant Commander Takashima! I understand that the supply ship sent by my government is not being allowed to dock.
That's correct. They won't submit to a weapons search.
This is outrageous!
You know the regs, Ambassador Jakar. Scanning is the only way to make sure no weapons get on board.
Except for those belonging to the Earth Alliance, of course. The Narn regime is dedicated to peace.
So, in that case, being the peace-loving Narns we've all come to know and love, except for a few planets out on the fringe who say you've invaded them, they shouldn't mind being scanned now, should they?
This will, of course, be reported to the highest authority.
If it makes you feel any better, I could send them a fruit basket.
On this day in 1980, Battlestar Galactica discovered the planet Earth.
The transmissions continue to disturb me. Our tenacious pursuit of Earth has been founded on her ability to help us defeat our enemies. I now believe we have visible proof that the Earth is not scientifically advanced enough to help us. We cannot land.
Dr. C. How can I tell my people that we cannot end our journey? All those who survived, all those who were born in space as you were, we are here. We are within reach of Earth.
So are our enemies.
Our enemies? We haven't seen the forces of the Cylon Alliance at a billion star miles.
Because they haven't wanted us to know they were there.
What are you saying?
But they simply let us lead them to the last remaining humans in the universe. The people of Earth.
The second season of the original series began on ABC, but it meant a sweeping rethink of the show, limiting outer space action in favor of modern-day earthly locations. The only cast members carrying over to the second season were Lorne Greene and Herb Jefferson. Fans know this season as Galactica 1980. In 1999, the holodeck turned into a B-movie that no one could escape on Star Trek Voyager.
Let me get this straight. Transdimensional aliens have mistaken your Capta Proton simulation for reality.
Yes, ma'am.
And now an armed conflict has broken out between these aliens and Chaotica's holographic army.
Yes, ma'am. His army of evil.
And will someone please explain why we haven't simply shut down the holodeck?
We've tried. The controls are still offline.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by our team.